540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Trump is due soon in Miami. Tomorrow's his big day in court to face the 37-count federal indictment in the classified documents case. CBS's Christian Benavides says Trump's been trying to galvanize his supporters.
Officials here in Florida are preparing for possible protests with increased security. So far, the indictment doesn't seem to be impacting Trump's popularity with his base.
He's a very strong candidate. The more charges they put on him, the stronger he seems to get.
Detours, slow traffic, major issues playing out in the Philadelphia area with a section of Interstate 95 closed. KYW-TV reporter Janelle Burrell.
Before Sunday's collapse, that section of I-95 handled roughly 160,000 vehicles a day. Now it's closed in both directions indefinitely for miles.
Everyone's just going to have to adjust. We're probably going to have to wake up a little earlier.
The collapsed overpass was part of a $212 million reconstruction project that was completed 4 years ago.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg promises federal help.
And our focus right now is doing everything we can do to help get that section of I-95 up and running. Obviously for both vehicle passenger traffic and for goods movement supply chains, this is going to be a major disruption. And it's really going to affect the whole Northeast.
CBS's Jim Crisullo with an update on a deadly collapse in the nation's heartland.
City officials in Davenport, Iowa, say the dismantling of a partially collapsed six-story apartment building will begin today. Three people were killed when a wall of the more than 100-year-old building came tumbling down. Several others were hurt and dozens were displaced. The collapses prompted several lawsuits.
The U.S. is rejoining the U.N.'s cultural and scientific agency, UNESCO. It will also pay more than $600 million in back dues. It's a move to blunt China's influence with the organization. J.P. Morgan Chase reaching a tentative deal in a Jeffrey Epstein sex abuse suit, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The bank says in a statement it's agreed to settle in principle a class action lawsuit. It said the parties believe the settlement is in their best interest, especially for the survivors who were victims of what it calls his terrible abuse. The settlement would end a lawsuit filed last year in New York by a woman on behalf of victims who were sexually abused by Epstein over a 15-year period.
A two-week trial over state government obligations to protect people against the effects of climate change is underway in Montana. A group of young people allege they're already being harmed. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up about 100 points. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. We're still trying to learn more about a 16-year-old girl shot last night in Racine. Flight for Life was called at around 7, with the shooting taking place a few blocks west of the Gateway campus. A first responder drowned over the weekend in Milwaukee. Jimmy Kaska has more.
A 61-year-old man died after falling into Lake Michigan near the South Shore Yacht Club on Friday night. Despite being revived by paramedics, he later passed away at the hospital. The man, identified as John Swanson, was an EMT and had been a member of Bell Ambulance since 2007.
On Friday night, a motorcycle crash in Racine County resulted in the death of a 22-year-old man from Greendale. A Milwaukee woman driving the other car was hospitalized. Kenosha County officials are urgently seeking Meals on Wheels drivers. They say to contact them if you've got 1 or 2 hours of time each week to make deliveries. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Lawyers.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM. WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, June 12th, 2023. Great day to be alive here in Across Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. Hope you had a great weekend. Mr. Zommers, how was your weekend?
It was good. I had a family reunion to go to, but I did not attend.
very good. Very
yeah.
Good. Where was that?
I slept in a little too late on Saturday, so I would have been there a little bit late, which would have been fine. Except then I found out there were people there who were sick, and I was like, you know, not getting to be there the whole time ended up being a blessing this time, so I just didn't go.
Don't blame me. I went to our family reunions for years. It's always good to see. There's always like a few people you want to see. And there's other people who will go nameless. It's like, oh, man alive, you know. And for me, the man alive part got larger than the, oh, great to see you part. And so it just all kind of fell apart.
Yeah. So. And one of the family members who I most look forward to seeing, one of my cousins, he's lived in Madison for some time. Now that I live in Madison, I see him pretty regularly.
Oh,
so I was like, you know, I can visit my immediate family whenever. I can go stop by my grandma on the way there.
Right.
I can see my cousin whenever.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good. Most family, it's good to stay in touch with family. And glad you stay in touch with those that you want to. Right. A couple of business things we need to get out of the way. First of all, a couple of birthday wishes. Our current boss and my former boss. First of all, happy birthday to Mike Crute, our president here at Civic Media. He is celebrating today. So if you call in on the show later on Devil's Advocates with Crute and Dom, wish Crute a very happy birthday today. Also, my former boss, former state senator Dale Schultz, a happy birthday to him as well today. Had no idea that they were born on the same day. How about that? Two bosses born on the same day.
Birthday buddies.
Yeah. And I don't think Dale will mind if I share this, but his birthday is today, and he and his wife are apparently going on some special diet today. I'm like, couldn't you wait till after your birthday, you know, to start a diet, for goodness sake? But anyway, so that's how he's celebrating. I guess you get to that age, right, where, like, for me, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's another day. I enjoy doing something either I like doing on my birthday or being with people I enjoy being with. You know, it doesn't have to be a big celebration or anything. Just seize the day, right?
The way I feel is it's a good excuse to get to see people who don't necessarily live super close to you.
Yeah.
Now that I'm not just living right by all my friends because we all, you know, have lives. It is a good excuse, whereas normally people might be like, I'm busy this weekend. I really don't want to drive 2 hours. But they're like, it's my birthday.
Right.
You can guilt people into it with the expectation they'll guilt you into it. And then everyone's happier because you get to see each other.
Exactly. You want to seize the day. That's part of what the show is about, that won the Tony Award last night for Best Musical. Did you watch the Tonys last night, Mr. Zommers?
I did not.
I had it on. It was a great performance. A little unusual on CBS last night because of the writer's strike. the Writers Guild of America on strike. And so the compromise, in order for the Tonys to literally go on with the show, was that the Writers Guild of America said, we won't protest or picket as long as you don't use any written scripts. So it was literally, there was no script last night. And so it was just a lot of the, like, you know, like going in and out of commercial, the announcer will, and sometimes they show the announcer with the script in front of them, and they'll say, coming up on the 75th annual Tony Awards, you know, and they'll none of that, because that's all written by somebody, right? And so there was no script. It was just a lot of performances were great. The big winner, Kimberly Akimbo. Have you heard of that show yet?
I have not.
You should check it out. It's a fantastic show. I haven't seen it. It's still on Broadway. But a great piece by Anthony Mason from CBS News goes through that. Really, really great show, all about seizing the moment, living for today, and being grateful. So that's a good opportunity. Also this weekend, I was up in Green Bay. And this hour, I will give you my report or reflections of the Wisconsin Democratic State Convention held in Green Bay this past weekend. We'll also take a look at Jesse Opien, here's her great article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she kind of outlined some of the things that happened in the state Democratic convention. We'll also talk about civic media. You and I, Mr. Zommers, and all of our colleagues, we have essentially been banned from the Wisconsin Republican convention coming up in La Crosse this weekend. Now, here's what we wanted to do. I know we wanted to. We went to the state Democratic convention. It was myself, along with our CEO, Sage Weil, and Jorge, our marketing director, and also Pat Kreitlow from Up North News in the morning was there. And then in the evening, Mike Crute showed up and was also there for the hospitality suite as well. And we had a table set up, and we were saying hi to people and just kind of spreading the news about what civic media is, talk to some of the hosts, and ask questions. That's all it was. And we wanted to do the same thing in La Crosse this weekend for the Republican state convention. Well, we sent in our registration and our check as a vendor to have a table, and it was sent back apparently on Friday with no explanation, just saying that your credentials have been denied and you are not allowed to participate in the Republican state convention. Which, you know, we'll talk about that this hour. Why? Why would they not want us to be there? And then coming up in the second hour, you're not going to want to miss it, at 2:30, Wisconsin Latin jazz icon Tony Castaneda will be here to discuss the return of the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Sextet to the Cardinal Bar here in Madison, his connection with Kenosha and Racine in the area, and also how he's used his music as a position to stand up for others. Going to be a great show. Welcome your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Back with those and more. This is the Todd Oswald Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The top
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 1:15 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is the 12th of June, 2023, kicking off the work week, and I almost said back to school. I think all the schools are out now.
At least most.
At least, and if they're not, they should be. That's...
Yeah, even the ones with weird schedules, like I went to Lawrence University in Appleton, they have trimesters, in there a little bit later, but they had their commencement this last weekend, so yeah. Well, if they're done, I hope everyone's done.
I always think of teachers and students that don't have air conditioning, because a lot of, you know, public schools still don't have it, and when it gets this late into June, holy smokes, it's a... Although today it's beautiful out, right, across the state of Wisconsin, most of the area cool. A couple days of coolness, a little bit of rain as well coming in for Wisconsin tomorrow. Some much-needed rain, particularly for our ag community. And then heating up by the end of the week once again. Looking for your phone calls this afternoon. Did you attend the Wisconsin Democratic Convention this weekend? If you did not, did you read about it? What are your thoughts on it? And are you a Republican? Are you going to the Republican Convention this weekend in La Crosse? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts. What do you think Democrats should be running on in 2024? Had a really interesting discussion with some convention goers, Democrats, delegates at the state party up in Green Bay this weekend. And was struck by some folks, not all, but some folks that came by our table and said, oh, man, you know, we're kind of voting for Joe Biden begrudgingly. You know, we wish we had a more liberal candidate. We wish we had a more progressive candidate. We wish we had a younger candidate. And I think they were just kind of venting, and I get that. I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush. I'm not saying this is what all Democrats this weekend were talking about, but there was certainly a percentage that were. And I said to them, I listened, and I said, we had a map there of Wisconsin and all of our radio stations across the state of Wisconsin now that are owned by Civic Media. And I said, look at where these stations are. Look at where we're trying to get the message out of truth, particularly in northern and western Wisconsin. Those are the battleground areas. Those are the areas that Tony Evers has won in the past. Those are areas that Tammy Baldwin have won in the past. Those are areas that Janet Protasiewicz was competitive or won in order to win the Supreme Court election. And I said, I get it. I hear you. You know, I used to be part of the Republican Party, and there were people, still are people in the Republican Party that want to be even more conservative, right? But I said, in my opinion, as a former Republican, Democrats, the ones who have been successful in getting elected, particularly statewide, are those people who are being pragmatic. Those people who are finding common ground and focusing on issues that matter to Wisconsinites. And I said, as someone from the outside, I'm not so sure that your party is well served by going further to the left. And we listened to each other, had a good discussion. And we kind of came to an agreement that, yes, they personally would like to see a more progressive agenda. But I think they also agreed that in order to win the state of Wisconsin and what has worked thus far in recent times is a more centrist, you know, pragmatic, progressive type of platform, which is where, you know, Tony Evers is at. That's why he's been successful. Fix the damn roads, as he said. That's something that everybody can relate to, right? Better education across the state of Wisconsin. More money for local municipalities across the state of Wisconsin. And now we've gotten to the point in this Wisconsin where a vast, overwhelming majority of Wisconsin voters across the state agree in basic, safe, accessible reproductive rights for women. When it comes to the case of abortion, lots of people, if they're people of faith, if their religion says they don't, for whatever reason, they're anti-abortion, even those folks will say, you know what, if my granddaughter or my daughter or someone I knew was raped or a victim of incest, I would want them to have the ability to have access to safe and legal abortion, professional health care in that circumstance. And the Republican Party has abandoned all that. And so these issues that are being talked about by people like Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Look at what Tammy Baldwin has done for dairy, for agriculture in this state. Look what she's done in helping author and get through Congress the 988 bill, making it very simple now, or simpler, more simple, however you want to say it, for people to dial in 24 hours, 7 days a week, and have someone to talk to when they're struggling with mental health. And I know a lot of emphasis this month, and appropriately so, is focused on Pride Month and on people who may be struggling with their sexuality and have no one to talk to. Well, guess who else can call that mental health support hotline? Farmers all across rural Wisconsin who are struggling with thoughts and contemplations of suicide and self-harm. Because that's something that's getting very little airplay. And you want to know why? It's uncomfortable. Farmers in this state are seeing unprecedented rises in death by suicide. And it's because of their financial struggles, because of the family stress struggles, the mental health struggles. And a lot of farmers obviously come from more conservative parts of the state, rural parts of the state. And it's the whole machismo masculinity thing. You don't ask for help. You just plow through. Well, guess what? That tough farmer with calluses on his or her hands, they have feelings too. And they deal with the same mental anxiety and stress as all of us. And Tammy Baldwin helped create this very simply, call or text 988 if you're someone struggling with mental health issues. Don't have anybody to talk to. 988. A great bill that affects everyone, both rural and urban, across the state of Wisconsin. That's something you could be proud about to run on, right? So I applaud many of the Democratic elected officials statewide. People like Governor Evers, people like U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Infrastructure, another one. Again, she sits down and meets with the business leaders in Wisconsin Dells and tourism across this state and says, how can we help you? And has been responsible for getting countless millions of dollars in infrastructure to Wisconsin, countless millions of dollars into dairy and agriculture in Wisconsin. Those are winning statewide themes. And I was glad to see so many of the elected officials from the Democratic Party there. Many times, elected officials skip the state conventions for both parties. Because a lot of times, you know, it's just the true believers. But you have to have the true believers out there propelling the grassroots in order to be politically successful. We have not quite, although we're close, we're not quite at the point where a party can just buy an election. You actually have to have grassroots people out there. Where do you think the Democratic Party should go? Where do you think the Republican Party should go at these state conventions? What do you think the issues are moving into 2024? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you. Great story by Jesse Opian from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She entitles it A BBB Strategy and Tony Evers Hints at Running for a Third Term. Takeaways from Wisconsin Democratic Party Convention. In the story, she outlines saying that Party Chairman Ben Wickler, who just got reelected for another term, by the way, says that Wisconsin is in what he calls, quote, a hinge moment, unquote. He says, quote, the fight for the freedom of our entire country rests on what happens in this state, unquote, referring to the Senate and the presidential elections coming up next year. He uses the acronym Build Back Better from Joe Biden's slogan. In this case, the triple B stands for Baldwin, Biden, and Blue Down Ballot Wins, is what he says. I think it's a great strategy, quite frankly. Talking about the positivity, right? Giving people something to vote for. Because there's basically two reasons people are going to vote for you. Either they vote for what you like, or they're voting against what the opposition is. And you're on much higher ground politically as a former political strategist for years in this state. You're on much higher ground if you're encouraging people to vote for something than against something. Just the political reality of it. And this article from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel also talking about the Dem Party still riding high from Judge Janet Protasiewicz's win. Tammy Baldwin did a great job as well, as we said, addressing convention goers. A lot of positivity in Green Bay this weekend amongst Democrats because Republicans have yet to put up an A-list candidate to go against her next year. Mike Gallagher, kind of the rising star on the Republican side from Green Bay, has said he's a no-go for 2024 in the U.S. Senate race, now that he is the chair of this committee focusing on China. Also, people kind of saying maybe he's going to wait a couple more years to 2026 when Ron Johnson's seat is up, assuming that Ron Johnson doesn't win or doesn't run again. Or maybe run for governor if Tony Evers decides not to run again. And speaking of the gov, in this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the governor joked during his speech that people started calling him, quote, two-term Tony, after he secured a second term in November, defeating Republican businessman Tim Michaels by 3.7 points. He says, quote, I don't care what you call me. You can call me governor. You can call me Tony. You can call me two-term Tony. You can call me three-term Tony, unquote. Asked about three-term Tony, campaign spokesperson for Evers says he hasn't made up his announcement. He hasn't made any announcements about 2026 yet. So Tony Evers, keeping his powder dry, thinking maybe he'll run for a third term. Hey, why not if things are going well, right? The Republicans, however, they don't have a lot to say right now. Here's what, we're going to come back and talk about it in a minute. Well, I guess we got a minute yet. Here's what Republican Party Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming said the convention represents. He says, quote unquote, the latest attempt to spin their way out of a failed second term of Joe Biden, Tammy Baldwin, and their party state leadership. He says, Wisconsinites don't care about their liberal wish list. They do care about an economy on the brink, while Democrats continue to pursue spending hikes and giveaways. Economy on the brink, Mr. Shimsham? Economy's never been better. And so all they can run on is negativity. Which brings us to something that our colleague Kristen Bry sent me moments ago before we went on the air. It is an appeal by the Wisconsin GOP. It's something they are emailing out. We have it in front of us thanks to Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin. I will read it to you verbatim, word for word. The Republicans are scared to death of civic media. We have the evidence. Don't want to miss it. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump will be in court in Miami tomorrow, facing dozens of federal charges for allegedly mishandling classified documents. But Florida Senator Marco Rubio tells CBS Mornings it's a stretch.
You got to take a lot of things into account. There's no allegation that there was harm done to the national security. There's no allegation that he sold it to a foreign power.
It's been a traffic nightmare in Philadelphia today, more than 24 hours after a section of I-95 collapsed from a tanker truck fire. Michael Carroll is the state transportation secretary.
The challenges will be real when it comes to traffic movements in the city as a result of this incident.
Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died at 86. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has more.
He was a billionaire in Italy who created the country's most important private media empire and was very influential, not only in media, but also in politics and sports.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. After confessing to Racine police, a woman was arrested and is currently locked up for the stabbing of a man in Racine Saturday night. The 27-year-old victim was found bleeding on the sidewalk near Walnut and died a short time later. There's more work coming to a local road that had work done there last year. Brittany Merlot has more.
A part of Highway K in Kenosha is getting shut down for a few months once again. The county is doing work on the road at the Canadian Pacific Tracks near Indian Trail High School. If you remember, it had been closed long-term last year for a major repaving project.
Starting today, playgrounds in Milwaukee become a place for organized activities and food for local kids. The city's recreation department says the MPS Summer Playground Program doesn't serve as a substitute for childcare, but does provide a place for kids between 6 and 17 to be active and get a meal. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on a Monday, June 12th, 2023. Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is glad to have you along talking about the Democratic Party State Convention here in Wisconsin over the weekend and the Republican Party State Convention coming up this weekend in La Crosse. We went up, had a civic meeting. It was very civil, as you would expect from the civic media. Their convention runs Saturday and Sunday, so there was nothing to broadcast on Friday. That's why we weren't broadcasting live from there. But we set up this table. We had a map of the entire state and all of our radio stations, another display of some of the shows, some of the programs. I was there. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News that airs across Civic from 6 to 8 a.m. He's also going to have a new program coming up in Wausau and Chippewa Falls, part Wausau, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire on WCFW 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, called the Pat Kreitlow Show. So he was there talking to people. He was also a delegate. I was not a delegate. I was just there as a civic media person. Our CEO, Sage Weil, our owner, was there as well, talking to people. And Jorge, our marketing director, was there talking to our digital marketing guy as well. So we had a crew of civic folks, and Mike Crute was also there as well. Our president was there in the evening in the hospitality suite. Crute brought the beer. Imagine that. So it was a great time had by all. Talking to folks, listening to folks, getting people's opinion on civic. Also, a lot of people that never heard of civic media. Great opportunity. And we had a lot of questions. What kind of radio is this? What kind of media company is this? Even at the Democratic Party. And our answer was, it's Hometown Radio Refreshed. Our first and foremost focus is on going in and having local people on staff who are going to report to you the local news on your county board, on your city council, on your school board, and cover your high school sports. That's the main focus. Secondarily, we have a network of programs, this one included, that kind of plays in the middle of the day that will go out across the majority of now 18 or 19 different stations across the state of Wisconsin, covering all major municipalities at this point. All major cities, all major media markets now covered at this point. And we said what we do is we talk about truth. I mean, the motto of this show, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. So this is not particularly this show and the company as a whole. Civic Media is not a partisan network. There's no edict from on high that, oh, you're going to say this. For those of you who follow the program, we were on regionally in the southwest and western part of the state and central part of the state for the last 6 months. I'll say it to our statewide audience now. When I sat down back last fall and interviewed with our CEO, Sage Weil, and our president, Mike Crute, I thought it was too good to be true, quite frankly. This kind of just say the truth type of thing. I'm like, no, nobody does that anymore in radio or media. So I said, pointedly, I asked Sage, I said, what is expected of me? What am I supposed to say? What parameters are out there? What are the guideposts of what I'm allowed and can say and expected to say? And he thought for about a half a beat, and he looked at me, and he said, tell the truth and do it with integrity. I said, that's it? He said, yeah. I said, well, I could do that. I could do that. That excites me. So there are no parameters put on me on this show outside the FCC laws about swearing and using cuss words. There's no agenda being driven. The only agenda is that I tell the truth and that we bring you the information as is. Now, it may turn out in today's world that oftentimes the truth falls on the side of the Democratic Party. That could be true, yes. But I've called out on this show both Republicans and Democrats when I don't think that they're telling the truth or when there's information out there that's untrue. And so this is what's so interesting, that the Democrats this weekend in Green Bay were very fascinated by this. And you know what? When I gave them the spiel I just said to you, or one of our other civic media people said this, you know what the reaction was not? The reaction was not, well, I'm not listening if you're not going to just toe the Democratic line. Not one person told me that all weekend. They were fascinated. They said, oh, wow, that's unique. That's really cool. I'll have to give it a listen. They love the community part of it as well, focusing on school boards and things like that. Well, now, thanks to our colleague, Kristen Bry, who you can hear every day on the Civic Media Radio Network between 10 a.m. and noon. Now, here comes this. She sent me this. This was sent to someone she knows. I'll leave the name out at the top, but it said, "Dear Blank." This is from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. They just sent this out. Quote, "We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda. This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins." And then underlined, "Now, with Wisconsin as the top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try to buy this election. We have to fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution to help us fight back against the left's attempt to silence conservative voices to ensure Republicans win up and down the ballot in Wisconsin," and then ask you to contribute $25. The Republican Party is now taking on civic media. I mean, let's throw it back at them. Back when I was Republican, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, most popular radio program in America, on the EIB radio network, Excellence in Broadcasting, he called it. And Democrats would attack him and attack him. And you know what Rush said? "I'm just an innocent little harmless fuzzball. I'm just a harmless fuzzball." Why is the Republican Party so scared of civic media? Where they have now banned us from their state convention. They've banned this program from broadcasting there. They don't want the truth to come out. We go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, what say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. All I ever ask for is the truth, and it's really nice to have local radio back, by the way, to have local sports and local news instead of things piped in over satellite radio. You never really got any of that. So the truth is totally awesome, even if it skews against the Democratic Party. I'm okay with it. Your former boss, Dale Schultz, I had relatives that live in the in Richland Center or Reedsburg area, and he was well liked over there. And I, for one, voted for Tommy Thompson more than once. So I'm just happy that civic media and shows like yours that tell the truth, and you get the no political party should ever be afraid of the truth. That's part of the problem we have in this state. And get back to some bipartisanship. So, hey, you got a great show, and I'll try to listen to it every day. And thanks for listening to me.
Hey,
today. Tom, have a good
day. Wisco Paul, we really, really appreciate your listenership and appreciate the points as well. Have a great day. Wisco Paul is absolutely right. That if you're telling the truth, it shouldn't matter who wants to cover you. It's easy. I mean, think about, he brought up Tommy Thompson. Tommy George Thompson, 4 times elected governor of this state. No one loved the press more than Tommy. He'd talk to anybody because he was proud of what he was doing. They had an agenda. So why doesn't Brian Schimming and the Republican Party want to talk to us? Why do they want to ban us? And now, according to this fundraising letter we just got from our colleague Kristen Bry from a listener, they're trying to raise money off of civic media, saying that we're out there to silence the right. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. We go back to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, I was completely unaware that George Soros had been buying up any radio stations at all. I don't think that's even accurate. I mean, I think it's an odd note.
Well, I'll tell you where the reference comes from. I think I'm assuming the reference comes from the Air America, which was tried of years back. George Soros may or may not have been a funder of that, but it was an entirely different thing, and we could go into it, but that failed for different reasons. But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Air America's been gone for years now, and I mean, and the Republican, you know, right-wing media sphere far outnumbers the number of the civic channels are going to be available, but our spread is actually spreading there with the, you know, there's going to be more coverage across the state of actually a counterbalance to the Republican narrative. I mean, those twerps are just, they're just twerps. I mean, that it is just pretty sad that, they have to resort to this. And I mean, that, and maybe we have to take up a diaper fund for them because they're just little baby boys and little, it is just it's pretty discouraging to think that they're so afraid of the truth. I mean, it just is that they don't want to have civic media there at their convention. Well, then we can say whatever we want about what's going on there.
Well,
we can what they're saying there is that here's the little convention.
Here's the thing, Mark, and you know where I learned this from? From guys like Tommy Thompson and former Republican Senate leader Michael Ellis, may he rest in peace, from big-time Republican, including Brian Schimming, who's now the director of the Republican, chair of the state Republican Party. You know what they used to tell us as candidates? Because I ran twice for assembly, lost twice for the assembly because I lost in the primary. I was too moderate for the Republicans. Here's what they would tell you, Mark. They'd say, when you wake up and your opponent is attacking you on the air, you know you've got them where you want them because you know they've got numbers on you and you're making a difference. Today marks when civic media, we know, is making a difference. Because what this tells me as a former Republican, Mark, they've done polling and they've got the numbers and they know that civic media has already and causes a big threat to their agenda, which are the lies. It's the truth which is going to hurt them.
Correct. I mean, it is just that they deny the whole purpose of government is to promote the general welfare. It's one of the main purposes of the United States government is to promote the general welfare, both in the preamble and in Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, to promote the general welfare. Ensure domestic tranquility, I think, is another part of it. And let's remember that in the Confederate Constitution, they changed the word from person to slave, and they ignored the general welfare and common defense in the in their preamble to their constitution. So I mean that very frequently now from the right you hear, well, it was about states' rights. States' rights, well, hogwash. It was about permanently, you know, keeping slavery now and forever. I mean that that I read a fascinating book and they called the Confederate Nation. I can't remember the author now, but had a copy of the Confederate Constitution there. But at the end of the Confederacy, that they're trying to get the idea of, well, we'll get the slaves to fight for us and we'll give them the freedom at the end. And then they say, well, why are we going to do this? Because the whole purpose of them leaving the Union was to maintain slavery now and forever.
And that's the truth they didn't want to have come out. Just, right? I mean, as my granddad used to say, a dairy farmer, you know, didn't go to college, but he was a smart guy. He used to say, the cream will rise to the top. Mark, we appreciate your call. Mark from the SAC. Stay with us. I see, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, I see you on the lines. Don't go anywhere, callers. Back with your calls. The Republican Party has essentially declared war on civic media. We'll discuss it. Back with more after this on the Todd Allball Show.
Start trading stocks on data instead of headlines. Go to stockcharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Start your free trial at stockcharts.com.
Ready to get your business the help it deserves? Find out if it qualifies for ERC assistance in less than 8 minutes. Up to $26,000 per employee could be waiting. Go to getrefunds.com to get started. That's getrefunds.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 1:50 on a Monday afternoon, talking about the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Returned our check. All we wanted to do is to have a table to tell the Republican Party delegates this weekend on Friday about civic media the same way we did in Green Bay this last weekend for the Democrats. They sent back our check on Friday and said we were unwelcome at Republican Wisconsin convention this weekend. Didn't give us a reason. And then our colleague, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon on this very same network, she was kind enough to forward us this breaking piece of information. This is an electronic fundraising letter that got sent out within the last couple of days saying, quote, we have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming and is being replaced with left-wing propaganda, accusing this network of the likes of George Soros, says, who bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. And now they're using it as a fundraising letter to try to gin up the bad fundraising, by the way. Republicans are behind trying to use this to raise money. And this is a glorious day, in my opinion, for this network. Because as someone who lost a couple of races for the assembly, I never had my opponents attack me, all right? But from running a lot of races for over 30 years in this state, the day that you wake up and your opponent, particularly an incumbent, is coming after you, you know you've got to them. You know they've got numbers showing that you're making a difference. Now, I don't think the Republican Party is our opponent, but disinformation is. And this network and this program is dedicated to the truth, and that's what Republicans fear. Go back to the lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dick in Madison, sir, what say you?
Well, you kind of stole it right before the break. We're leveling the playing field, so to speak. They realize what an incredibly strong medium it is and has been for them for, close to 40 years. So we're supposed to sit back and have no voice. Like you said, the voice isn't really the voice so much as the Democratic Party as is of just getting the truth out there. So I guess I would say to them, just let the chips fall where they may and see what people listen to.
Right.
And we're still, this network of that's been put together is still minuscule, am I correct, in this state compared to theirs?
Well, with Civic Media now, to the best of my knowledge, is the second largest actually privately owned network of stations in the state after Wisconsin Public Radio. I mean, I believe, okay. I mean, iHeart may have more stations total, but they're not all programmed as a network, right? They play different things. In terms of who plays, you know, Hannity and that sort of thing versus, you know, our programming, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'll tell you this. In La Crosse, where we have our brand new station, the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX 1490 AM, you can still listen to the competition across town and listen to conservative programming if you want.
Well, the other thing that I see the Republican Party cowering from is you got states now and people talking about raising the voting age. Well, that's pretty obvious what they're up to there. Right. That demographic of 18 to 25. You know, they're sick of what's going on with gun violence, you know, reproductive rights, on and on and on. And they're tired of it. Right. They want to vote these people out. And I think they see that. And so what did we do as a party? Well, we just try and call them out as voters.
Yeah. I mean, when you don't have ideas where you could get people to vote for, you know you're in trouble. And that's the Republican Party today. Dick, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Dick in Madison. Let's go to Merrimack now. Jack in Merrimack. What say you, sir?
Well, first of all, I can't imagine how anybody could silence Fox. Because right. You know, that network, I mean, that's an absolutely ludicrous statement.
I mean, Tucker Carlson's doing a pretty good job of that, right? Tucker Carlson's cost him millions of dollars in ratings. I mean, they're imploding from within. I don't think Civic Media can be more successful in doing what Fox is doing to itself.
Well, that's for sure. But, you know, they still got, you know, billions behind them. There's no way that anybody's going to silence them. What they want to do, what the Republicans want to do, is to silence actual proposals and ideas that can help the rest of Wisconsinites, in this particular case, nationally, the country in general. In 2020, the Republicans did not even have a platform. Their entire campaign was reelect, get this, and you can stop me if you think I'm going overboard, reelect a lying, cheating, abusing, racist, xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic, misogynist, criminal, would-be dictator. That was their entire platform. And almost since Reagan, they've really only had one idea. How much money can we give to billionaires and rich corporations? This hasn't changed. Their only approach, their only help is to tribalize people and to get the people afraid of whatever Democrats are going to do, like, for instance, expand medical coverage with Badger Care, like, for instance, have cannabis reform. Like, for instance, let's supply money for public education instead of giving tens and hundreds of millions away to private schools. Yeah, I could go on and on, but you get the picture.
Here's the thing. Here's something Chris Hayes said last week. He said it's probably worth noting that inflation, violent crime, and border apprehensions, three sources of huge coverage on their way up, are all coming down significantly, as many people are also noting, gas prices are as well. Things are actually good. Yep. Things are actually getting better under the Biden administration, under Governor Evers' administration. Democrats are running on something. They're running for something. Republicans are running on fear, hate-mongering, and against something. And that's a dangerous position if you're a Republican Party and you're a candidate. Appreciate your call, Jack. Thank you so very much. Have a great day up there in Merrimack.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. If you'd like to join the party, give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you on this Monday afternoon. Here's the thing. Here's why the Republican Party of Wisconsin doesn't want me, a former Republican, and civic media at their convention on La Crosse. Because I would ask them tough questions like this. Do you support Paul Ryan, former congressman and speaker Republican, who says he doesn't support Trump? Or are you for Donald Trump? You can't be for both. Next hour, more of the Tom Allbo Show on Civic Media.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.